ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Nightlife travel.
Australia is fortunate for lots of reasons, but one of the big ones, of course, is that we live in a beautiful country that tourists flock to from all over the world, bringing in valuable export earnings. And of course, because we live here, we too can take advantage of the thousands of good places to visit, including best towns and locations. How to pick the best tourist destinations that we might otherwise be missing out on. This is where we love lists. What makes a town one of the best anyway? The magazine Australian Traveller has put together a national panel of industry experts, and they've just released their rankings of the 100 best Australian towns to visit. Well, to join us, print editor Imogen Eveson joins us this evening. Imogen, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Thanks for having me.
I love lists. Because they provoke all sorts of argument, which is partly the reason for compiling them in the first place, I suspect. What factors, before we tell everyone what won, what factors do we look at when we're considering a town to be the best town?
Yeah, so this year our list is divided into categories such as we've got food and wine, wellness, adventure and nature, arts and culture. So the best places to visit ideally are going to have a little bit of everything. But of course, best is subjective, as you know. So we did ask our panelists to vote on towns using their own personal judgment of how much they recommend visiting different places. And for us, it really is just a way to highlight all the incredible places we've got around the country. And personally, I wish we could include them all.
Yes, I just wonder, I suppose they're all the usual suspects, aren't there? I mean, there's Port Douglas in Queensland, there's, you know, Byron Bay in New South Wales, you know, in Victoria, you've got all the, you know, Apollo Bay and beautiful places along that coast. In South Australia, you've probably got Victor Harbour. In Western Australia, you've got Margaret River and so on. Are we after the big players here, or are we looking for something else?
It's a combination. You know, these places are popular for a reason. I think Byron Bay gets a lot of, I don't think backlash is the right word, but, you know, people tease it a bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, it has got the, it's got the nature. It's got the sort of the mix of tourism experiences that you, you know, travel for. But there are a few wild cards in this list, and that's important to us too, to highlight emerging places as well as the well-established.
Do you get much in the feedback, much in the way of feedback from the places you crown or those that you don't? What factors should town councils or tourist operators think about to improve their rankings?
Yeah, we do. And the feedback is overwhelmingly positive, I would say. So for the destinations, for the councils, they tend to see it as recognition of the tourism and hospitality operators who work really hard to showcase the best of the regions. And these are, in most cases, regions that are really reliant on tourism. So the advice I would give, and I think the advice that councils should give, is to really tap into what makes the destination unique, because that is what people travel for these days. They want the stories of the region. They want the identity. Find those stories and sort of, you know, find a way to share them with people.
Okay, well, without further ado, which town got the nod this year and why?
So the number one town to visit in Australia this year is hopefully one of the more surprising ones on our list, and that is Bishanoe.
Hey, what? Bishanoe? I know it well. Go on.
Do you indeed? It's on the east coast of Tasmania, for those who don't know.
It is. It is on the east coast of Tassie. And it's the place where, until I was about 11, I think we had every summer holiday for about 8 years. So, yes, I do know it well.
That's amazing. What took you there? What made you?
Well, I didn't take myself there. I was
your parents.
I was taken there by my parents. Dad had an arrangement with a bloke nearby. It wasn't so built up then. And for two bottles of beer, I think, the bloke let him camp in his paddock, which was right at the back of the dunes on the main beach. So we'd set up a tent there, and there were no facilities at all. More on that later. And yeah, we stayed there for weeks over the summer break. It was magnificent.
Amazing. So you have very happy memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what? So how come Bichonneau won the prize? Because, I mean, when I was there, there were no, as I say, there weren't any tourist facilities or facilities of any other kind, actually, other than, yeah, than the marvellous beach.
Well, things have changed a little bit. But I think the beautiful thing about Bichonneau is that it still retains that same spirit. So the essence of what you would have been experiencing when you were there is still intact. But since then, it's really growing. It's got a bit of a sort of buzz around it. There's been a few new businesses moving in, doing exactly what I just mentioned. So like tapping into the identity of the place and really sort of finding a way to showcase it to visitors. So a good example is like the whiskey distillery that's on the old harbour front. So maybe that wasn't there when you visited.
No.
Got a wine bar, a seaside wine bar that's just opened up. You've got a new hotel that looks very cool and swishy. So again, maybe a little removed from the camping behind the dunes, but it just captures all of that and more. And I think that's why it's sort of rated so highly on our list. Anyone who's been there just knows the beauty. So yeah, I'm very happy that it took out our top spot.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's true. There's a wonderful little fishing port called the Gulch at Bichonneau too, which I'm sure is still there, and I'm sure is still as picturesque as it was then.
That is the name of the new wine bar. So you might find it looks a little bit different. There's a wine bar there now.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's terrific to hear. It's I guess local towns try and make themselves attractive to tourists, but it depends, I suppose, what people want. Because you mentioned Byron Bay, but I think Byron Bay has been completely kind of ruined, really, by tourism. It's over touristed, and you know, much of its appeal in the first place was that, you know, it was a laid back, get away from it all kind of place. But it's not that anymore. So in a sense, you know, towns have got to be careful for what they wish for, do they?
Yeah, that's it. And it's interesting you mentioned Byron. On our list, we've also got Yamba, which is, you know, just along the coast a bit, that offers that kind of a bit of an alternative to Byron. But also Ballina, which made it in our list. I think it came in at number 100. But it's obviously just next door to Byron, and it's the transit centre also it's been thought of. But it's changing a little bit, hopefully not too much, but it's always had the beaches to rival Byron, but it's now getting that sort of influx of sort of new energy coming in and new bars and cafes and restaurants. So that's an alternative to Byron. Hopefully it sort of, you know, toes the line well enough so it doesn't become overrun, but yeah, interesting.
So what are some of the others in the top 10 there, Imogen? We've got, so Bichonneau's number one.
Yeah, we've got Port Douglas number two, just a perfect holiday town. I know everybody knows it, but, you know, it is a perfect holiday place. You've got Byron at number three, Port Fairy at the end of the Great Ocean Road at number four. And then at number five, we've got Barrel in the Southern Highlands.
Of
New South Wales. So really pretty country town, especially nice to visit in autumn. And also these listings, they work, hopefully they have a bit of a halo effect on other towns in the region as well. So you might visit Barrel, but then you'll nip next door to Mossvale, or you'll go to Robertson. So yeah, we hope there's a bit of a halo effect.
What about South Australia and Western Australia? Are they in the list there in the top 10, or in the top 10 at least, or maybe not?
They are. So we've got Broome at number six, in Western Australia, and then Wollonga at number seven.
Oh, yeah, in South Australia.
Yeah, and that's right in the heart of the McLaren Vale wine region. And it's just a cute little town. It's got access to everything that McLaren Vale has to offer, so the wineries and the beaches. Somewhere that I visited and thought I'd love to live here, so I think that's always a good sign.
Oh no, Wollonga's a beautiful place. I've been there. I've been there often to Wollonga. In fact, I've been to all of these places so far. what rounds out the 10?
So then we've got Eagle Bay at number eight. So that's a bit of a wild card. That's a bit of a hidden gem in the Margaret River region.
Okay.
Of WA, and then at nine, no surprises, Noosa.
Yeah.
Queensland, and then Beechworth in Victoria, in the High Country.
Oh, that's a beautiful place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to everybody, and good luck to the town council. So, I mean, does it have an effect? I suppose it does. Probably does have an effect.
I hope so. I think so. And it's interesting because I've just read the statistic that the east coast of Tasmania, one in three jobs there is reliant on tourism.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So, you know, hope it helps, especially at the moment when things are, you know, people are doing it tough.
Yep.
Again, in tourism.
Yeah, go to Tassie, hire a car and drive around. It's a wonderful, wonderful week's holiday, and you can drive from anywhere to anywhere in a day in Tassie. Drive the Great Ocean Road. That's a beautiful thing to do too, and end up at Port Ferry. Have a beer at the end of the day there. You could go on, if you like, after Port Ferry and drive all the way to Adelaide, which would bring you up the back of the, at the bottom of the Coorong too, which is a very interesting drive. Anyway, there's so many things, so many places we could go, Imogen.
So many places.
Yeah, exactly. All right, lovely of you to share this with us this afternoon. Bishano is the number one holiday town, voted the best tourist destination for this year. Imogen, thank you.
Thank you.
Imogen Eveson has been with us, the print editor of Australian Traveller.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.